Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Hi, welcome. I'm your host, Gail Nowak, and today my guest is Bryna Haynes, inspirational speaker, philosopher, waymaker, coach, and award-winning and best-selling author. She's also the master creator of Choose Your Evolution and Evolution 2019, the wildly successful live event and community in which Bryna helps conscious entrepreneurs, change makers, leaders, and influencers navigate growth and change so they can step into their biggest vision in the most intentional way possible. Bryna has appeared on dozens of podcasts with distinguished visionaries and influencers, including Linda Joy and Mal Duane. She's delivered workshops and keynotes at various telesummits and live events, including the Women in Leadership Nexus, Sacred Visibility Live, and Scale to Six Live. Today, Bryna will be sharing the magic of Evolution 2019, a little bit about her unique quantum evolution process, and what's on the horizon for Choose Your Evolution. Welcome, Bryna.
I am so excited to be here, Gail. Thank you.
I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you. You just wrapped up Evolution 2019, and I have to say, I've been to quite a few transformational events, and Evolution 2019 has probably had the greatest impact on me so far. And I'm not just saying that because I'm interviewing you. It's being completely sincere here. But I'd love to hear from your perspective, what shifts and outcomes did attendees receive during and after the event? What kind of feedback have you gotten?
Oh my goodness. Well, it's really been a whirlwind. So the tagline for the event was come with a dream, leave with a plan. And I that's really the feedback that we've been getting, is that people have been able to put the tools that we offered into practice to really feel, first of all, validated in their dreams and witnessed by the group of women who showed up for this event in their dreams, witnessed as the new version, the expanded versions of themselves. And then they've been carrying that out into the world. So making new decisions, pausing and assessing their reactions to sort of common life situations or common business situations and saying, no, I'm approaching this from the new version of myself that I've stepped into. I no longer choose to operate in this old way. And this is happening over and over again. And it's incredible because that is the evolutionary pathway. We're just becoming new versions of who we are. It's not about becoming someone different or making your old self wrong or anything like that. It's just about stepping into a new set of possibilities that's more aligned with what it is you actually want and the message and mission you have to deliver to the world. And it's been absolutely just glorious to witness how this is unfolding for so many of the attendees.
Yeah, and I have to say, one of the things that really stood out to me is that everybody in the room, you know, no matter what was going on for people, everybody sort of got it. You know, they understood that it's about the becoming, it's about the possibility, it's, you know, like judgments and sort of competition and all of that was sort of, I don't even know if people even brought that with them, you know. But if they did, it was all left at the door and it just was such a supportive environment. I felt like conversations were not in that space of, well, you can't do that because of this. You really created this wonderful environment of openness and flow and consideration of possibilities, you know, whatever those possibilities might be for people, and sort of creating this container of people who just really honored and respected each other. And I just thought that was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, some amazing women showed up for this event, including you. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing to have you there. But I really think in the end, that's how we all want to operate. We don't want to be put in boxes. We don't want to be told that we can only have some of what it is that we want to create, but not all of it because the rules say otherwise. In a universe of infinite possibility, anything we want to create, anything that's visible to us is possible. It's simply that we need to find our own pathway to create it. And so I think that when we step into a space where that kind of possibility is embraced and talked about, we do get to leave judgment at the door. We do get to leave competition at the door because we suddenly see that the possibilities available to us aren't limited to the ones we could previously see. And people get excited about that. And they don't feel boxed in by that. And I think, you know, if we could all do business that way going forward, you know, what if we ran our businesses and our companies that way? What if we ran our relationships that way? What if we let other people have their possibilities and we have ours? And, you know, how much more flow would that create? How much more creative dynamic would that create? And so when we went into this event, it was just so important for us to create that space. And as you know, I worked with Patsy Culp of And Celebrate to design the event. And she was able to turn that vision into actual tactile presence and you know, decor and space setting at the event, which was, I think, also really helpful. Because it was, even though it was, you know, a sort of hotel ballroom and, you know, everybody has, you know, corporate events there and they can be very, you know, no natural light and all of that. She turned this space into a place where people could actually show up fully and relax. And so that was a really intentional part of it as well. But I think that when you give people permission to just be in their excitement and be in their dreams, that's kind of what unfolds. You know, this level of expression and a level of letting everyone else be in their own expression, because you're suddenly confident that you're not being judged, so you can drop your armor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you brought up the space, the environment too, because you're right. It felt like going into it, I was like, oh, you know, this feels like it should have a cooler space. And then I walked into the room and I was like, oh, okay. You know, like it's hard when you're in a hotel and it was at that beautiful hotel in Providence, but it was sort of magical how Patsy and her team transformed the space to create that vibe of, you know what, like we can just chill and relax and be ourselves here.
Totally. Patsy is magic.
Yeah, she is.
Really is. I call her my unicorn princess.
Love it.
She just sprinkles her magic fairy dust all over everything. Yep. Suddenly the space is not at all what it started out as.
Right.
And we did look at different spaces for the event. We looked at, you know, different properties, and what it came down to was ease and flow. And, you know, the Omni was really able to provide us with the kind of food we wanted, which was really
awesome.
You know, we didn't do, you know, sort of run of the mill event food. It was, you know, we selected organic produce. We had, you know, very different options than what you might expect at a hotel hosted event. And they were so willing to work with us on that. And they were also able to provide all the cold pressed juices for Jules Weinberg's juice elixir bar. And so, so they were able to do that for us, and it was like no problem at all. So they were super accommodating around the details that were important to us. And then they were able to fill in the rest with their own brand of magic. And so, it was just great. It just felt very easy. It felt very, like everyone was on board with the vision.
That's fantastic. The other thing that really stood out to me, Bryna, is the way in which you presented these high-level concepts of science and philosophy in spirituality, the way that you deliver that with such clarity and such ease. And so I'm hoping that you can share with our audience just a little bit about what your quantum evolution process is and what it can do for people.
Absolutely. So I teach a combination of a science and philosophy. So I talk a little bit about quantum physics and the holographic model of the universe. I talk a little bit about neuroscience and how our brains actually work and process information and how they sort of create our reality, because our reality is completely subjective. And this matches up with our new understanding of the quantum field and this new model of the universe. The crazy thing is that these new sciences are 100% validating all the spiritual traditions which have been talking about this for so long. Mm-hmm. So the law of attraction is borne out by the neuroscience, and the yogic concepts around Purusha and Prakriti, which, you know, the world of consciousness and then the world of name and form, that is borne out by the quantum model and by neuroscience. And so when we start bringing in this spiritual piece, it helps people live into it in a way that the pure science doesn't. But the science helps people ground the spirituality in a way that's not possible simply through the application of this spiritual knowledge. And so, you know, we're not one-dimensional beings. We have this energetic, we are energy. We have this very energetically sensitive side of us, but we also have this human brain that likes to be very rational and understand things in concrete terms. And we can't discount either of them if we want to grow. Mm-hmm. And so my quantum evolution process is really about, first of all, understanding who we really are, which is containers for universal possibility. We are pieces of the universe, but the entire universe is also reflected within us. And so any possibility that is out there in this infinite universe is available to us if we can only see it and move ourselves toward it. So in that model, there's nothing that's off limits. You can have the business you want only working 10 hours a week. You can have the relationships you want without compromising your values. You can have anything that is in your view field of possibility. And I think once we realize that, we really assume our true power as creators of our reality. And understanding the science behind how we create our reality is also really important for people, because we hear these things like, oh, you know, with the law of attraction and, you know, what you think about becomes your reality, and like, okay, that's sweet. But, you know, there's these other things that happened that I can't explain, or these other things outside of me that I can't control. And so we get stuck. We feel like we can only create our reality up to a point, or we can only, have what we want up to a point, or we can only be who we want to be up to a point. And the fact is, that's not true. But the law of attraction doesn't just work on your thoughts, it works on your state of being. And so when we realize that all possibilities are available to us, we don't have to be who we've always been, and the labels that we've applied to ourselves no longer need to apply in the same way, we let go of all of those. It's almost like cubicle dividers inside of us that, you know, keep us from really following a straight path to where it is that we actually want to go. When we lift those, we have a better field of vision, but we can also just really start moving in a positive direction.
Yeah, it's very liberating. I had a moment at the event where I sort of experienced that, what you're describing, sort of that idea of, oh, I've sort of placed these limits on myself, and they're, it's an illusion. It's an illusion. And it was such a shift for me personally, and I think other people at the event felt that too, of just sort of getting the, not just the knowledge of like, hey, you know, this could be a possibility. Where you are now can change. It sounds simple when I'm describing it now, but there was something quite liberating in the fact of other people witnessing that realization and then supporting it and saying, you know what, you know, go for it, create it, go after it. You know, yeah, sure. That might have been part of your story, but it doesn't have to stay that way.
Exactly. And so we're constantly rewriting our stories. And I heard a statistic recently, I believe it came through Dr. Joe Dispenza, but it was a study by psychologists over, you know, a long period of time. It was recently released. And what they found was that only 50% of what we quote unquote remember is actually true. And the rest is the story that we've built around the events and feelings and interactions of those memories. Mm-hmm. And so the more powerful a memory is, good or bad, the more we wrap story around it. And so really, when you think about that, if only 50% of the story that I'm telling is actual fact, I can wrap some new narrative around that. I don't have to keep telling myself the same story over and over again. And when we do that, when we can rewrite our stories in order to support who we're becoming as opposed to who we used to be, it's a whole new way of looking at things. And so there's a piece of that as well, but also just giving yourself permission to see yourself beyond where you are now, to start writing the story of the you who exists in the future you're creating, to start being the person who can actually have what you want. Because most of the time, and this is the law of attraction piece, right? If we were already being the version of us who could have what we want, we'd have it. That's, right. that's the way it works, right?
Right. Yep.
And so it's not a huge deal. It's probably a 2-degree shift. But, you know, a good example of you know, something that came up for me within the last year as I moved into this work is like, oh my God, well, I'm an introvert. How am I going to handle literally designing a career where I'm speaking from stages? And I realized that I had all of these definitions, like sub-definitions, attached to that word introvert. I had all of these things that I thought it should mean, mm-hmm. and not all of them were true for me. And so I had to go back and rewrite my story around what it meant to be an introvert. And I had to go back and rewrite my story about what it meant to be doing the work that I was doing. And so all of those conceptions, all of these definitions that we create and apply about everything in our world, they're not concrete. They're simply something that we've assumed and added to the cubicle dividers in our mind, right? So it's right. Like, okay, well, here's this screen around. It's really, really, really hard to make money. I'm going to place that directly in my path to where I'm going. And I'm going to act as if that's true and I have to find a way around it. And so it's so much fun to liberate ourselves from these concepts and find our own way of being with them or just simply letting them go.
Yeah. And I can really attest to the fact. So Bryna and I have known each other for a couple of years now, and she's not just talking about this stuff. I mean, Bryna, you've gone through your own transformation. You've taken on your own system to create some magnificent things in the world. And I mean, I've witnessed this. I've witnessed this change in you walking your walk and talking your talk. And it's so beautiful and inspiring. But I'd love to know, you know, from that moment of being in that place of, you shared it at the event, of sort of being like, oh my God, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be out speaking in public, or I don't want to create an event, to where you are today. What inspired you to rewrite some of those stories and create what you've created so far and what you're creating for the future?
Well, you know, they always say that you teach what you need to learn, right? So it's
right.
Yeah. So there's definitely a big piece of that. But really, it was what brought me to this place was exploring the idea of purpose. Because you know, for 12 years before this evolution started happening, I had a fabulous business as an editor, ghostwriter, and book coach for authors in the personal development sphere. And, you know, and so I was working with some of the, just the coolest people, and producing some really amazing and influential books and other works of writing. And I still didn't feel purposeful. And so, you know, in the inspirational personal development community, purpose is a huge buzzword, of course, right? So, when you find your purpose, work won't feel like work anymore. And when you find your purpose, you'll have all of this extra energy. And when you find your purpose, everything will become clear. And, you know, when you find your purpose, unicorns will shoot out of your ass and whatever, you know. And so I hope it's okay that I swear.
Totally fine.
But I mean, there really is that. It's like purpose is this magical rainbow. And when we get to the end of it, we're going to find everything that we wanted. But first, we have to understand why it is that we're here. And that was getting really heavy for me because I wasn't feeling purposeful in that work. And what I discovered is the reason for that was that I wasn't, in the way I was creating that space, I wasn't able to bring all of myself forward. I wasn't simultaneously able to be the person with all the big ideas and the person supporting the big ideas of other people behind the scenes. And I also felt like, you know, and these again are definitions that I had to rewrite. Well, as a writer, you know, I can't be, you know, loud and flamboyant and center stage. I, you know, especially if I'm writing with or for someone else, like I need to be, you know, in that backstage role so that the person whose material this is can really shine. I've never been a backstage kind of person. Anybody who's known me since, you know, since I was a kid will tell you that. And so I felt like I finally figured out that purpose was really just waiting for me at the intersection of this combination of all of who I am and what I love most in the world. And I started realizing that it wasn't the writing that was lighting me up. It was the ideas. And I have a lot of ideas of my own. Mm-hmm. And when that clicked and I started thinking about what's going to make me happy, not what's going to make me money, not what's going to serve other people, like what would make me happy? And it's a question that I honestly had never asked before that. It was always about, like, you know, serving the world and finding a mission and all of that. I never stopped to say, what actually makes me happy? And when I did, the answer was immediate and obvious. If I could do nothing else all day, whether I got paid for it or not, what would I do? Well, I'd talk with other women about personal development. Duh. So it was just so obvious. Like, whenever I have conversations with my friends, with my family, they're always these deep conversations about, you know, the meaning of life and who we are and what we're exploring and what we're becoming. Like, maybe I should just do that. So that's really how this latest sort of incarnation of my work was born. It wasn't that I didn't love what I was doing or that it wasn't successful or that I hit rock bottom or anything like that. It was truly an act of finding purpose, but I had to let go of the idea of purpose in order to find it.
Wow. Amazing. So now that you're hooked into that, what positive shifts have you experienced in your world and maybe even the world at large as a result of this shift in the work that you're doing?
Well, I feel like I am much more open to possibility. And I've noticed that when I follow that joy and I make the things that matter to me non-negotiable, like literally my reality just swirls around and rearranges itself until that can happen. So what I'm bringing forward in the wake of Evolution 2019 are actually some women's circle programs. So I've created an overarching group called the Celestial Sisterhood, and within that are circles of women who are going to be coming together. I'll be leading and guiding those circles, but it's a smaller sort of version of a mastermind, but also with a travel component. So women will be in these intimate circles with women who are working at their level, who are, you know, able to complement their skills and their ideas and their big dreams. And they'll be working together on a weekly basis, and then they get to travel together as well. So part of the inclusion in this mastermind is travel, because travel is such a key component for me. And travel and deep personal development work are the two things that totally expand my horizons every single time. You know, travel, meditation, yoga, all of that. They help me go deeper into myself and figure out what's really important. And I was just thinking, like, wow, how do I incorporate travel and events into my business? Well, this is how we do it. And so women are coming together to circle up and then commit to, you know, not only being in this cauldron of transformation and mutual support and non-competition, just like you mentioned at the event, they're also committing to expanding their horizons through travel, and the travel is built into the program. So I didn't really understand how I could evolve that when I first started thinking about what I wanted to bring forward in my work, because you know, I was pretty clear that I didn't want to have like a standard sort of coaching setup, that because I love to travel, because I have two little kids, like that wasn't really going to work for me. So how do I do this in a way that brings forward all of my values, including travel? And it just sort of emerged. But if I had allowed myself to box myself into a typical business model, I would never have been able to create something this magical. And people are really excited about it, which is great because they're as excited as I am, right? So it's and the women who are coming into this are just absolutely stellar creators and are doing the work that's going to change the world. And so really my mission in the coming year and the years after is to create a growth space for the women who are doing the work that changes the world. Because when we come together in a place where we feel witnessed and supported, and we can do our growth on a regular basis with people who are working at our level, it just is this, it tightens the growth spiral. We rocket upward. And I think, you know, the event was a perfect example of that, about how when we step out of our daily lives for just a little while and we have these kinds of conversations and we have these kinds of interactions and we're surrounded by people who get it, the transformation potential is absolutely limitless.
Yeah, it's off the charts. And I love that you're doing it your own way. I think that just resonates so much with me personally, but clearly there's a group of people out there who are so poised and ready for that. Of course people are excited about what you're creating, because it's completely unique to you. And breaks the mold, you know? I know I've been dying to ask you this because you had mentioned dragons at the event and everything. And
there was a lot of dragons.
There were a lot of dragons.
It was very unexpected.
It was so cool though. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. And so and I don't know if you watch that, but I just kept sort of seeing you in this light of she's breaking the wheel. Which is something from Game of Thrones. It was like, you're breaking the old paradigms, and everybody in this room is part of that. And so it is very exciting what you've put together, what you're about to embark on in the journey that all of these women are taking. And so I'd love to hear from you before we wrap up what you're most excited for in regards to, you know, what Choose Your Evolution is becoming and what you've got cooking for Evolution 2020.
Yeah. So we are working on finalizing dates and some details for Evolution 2020, but that will be announced relatively soon, and we'll have a link up so people can get pre-sale tickets to that before the summer's over. So that's really exciting. And really what I'm most excited for is to continue to take these deep dives with women who are doing amazing work, because I feel like we're all doing something to uplift our world, our communities, our families. You know, the things that matter are flowing from within us. Mm-hmm. And when we don't feel boxed in, when we can see ourselves as beings of infinite possibility, and we have this reach through our clients, through our communities, through, you know, the speaking that we do, through the interviews that we do, all the things, when we are touching other people and doing it from a place of standing in our own possibility, our own greatness, the ripple effect is exponential. And so what I'm super excited about is just creating spaces for women to experience that in themselves so that they can go out and literally change thousands of lives simply by being this new expanded version of themselves and setting that example. And that's how we change the world. That's how we create real lasting change in the way we do things, in the way we see others, in the way that we see our place in this world, in this universe. It doesn't happen from the outside in.
Right. So true. So true. So, Bryna, how can people find out more about you and what you're creating? And I know you said you're going to announce Evolution 2020 later this year, but do you have any place that people can go to get more information?
Absolutely. It's just BrynaHaines.com. And you can find me on Facebook at BrynaHaines/ChooseYourEvolution. You can find me on Instagram at BrynaHaines. And just feel free to get in touch. I'd love to hear from anybody who has listened to this podcast and wants to connect or has questions. And I love getting emails and direct messages. So
excellent. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see what comes of everything that you're creating.
Thank you so much.
Until next time, remember, be your best story and spread your positive news now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.